New tonight, as the pandemic goes on, there are new concerns from parents about possible long-term effects of remote learning on our kids. Ellen Galinsky is the Chief Science Officer and Executive Director of Mind in the Making at the Bezos Family Foundation. She is also the author of Mind in the Making, The 7 Essential Life Skills Every Child Needs. Ellen, thank you for joining us tonight on News Nation. It's nice to talk to you.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So I understand that you did a national study that was representative of kids from about 9 years old through 18 years old pre-COVID, and then you went back and you talked to these kids and their parents after the virus. Talk to us about what you found in terms of school engagement right now.
It was really important we had a natural experiment to find out what's happening, and we found overall that school engagement is dropping very radically, and that's important because school engagement is listed to all kinds of good things. But within that drop, we found that some kids' school engagement is staying the same, some kids it's increasing, and so our question was why. And we began to look at what kinds of experiences young people are having during the pandemic when they're learning at home, and what kind of support they're having. And we found that some of these make a big difference. For example, the simple thing of feeling that you belong, having teachers welcome you and know who you are and care about you, really was very big in stopping the plunge in school engagement. And I feel, rather than, a lot of times this is talked about as learning loss and then learning recovery, I think that that's the wrong name, because I think that in fact, we don't want to go back to what we had before. The learning recovery, we weren't doing so well at some things like trying to stem the opportunity gap. And I think we need to talk about learning renewal. That is, take the lessons of what worked during the pandemic and begin to apply them when schools begin to reopen.
Ellen, I want to go back to what you just said there in one of your findings. I do think it's very interesting. You said students who feel they belong are doing better. So I think the real question here is, what can teachers do to make sure that students feel as though they belong? Because so many are independently learning in front of a screen in their bedroom.
Well, we didn't find that whether you're learning independently or in less, you know, asynchronous or synchronous learning situations, whether you're completely on your own, or whether you're relating to the teacher, was one of the key drivers. It was belonging. It was the teacher who makes you feel that you're connected. We also found that the kind of work that teachers give you to do matters. For example, if you have choices in projects and assignments, that matters. We also found that having group discussions with the teacher, where it's interactive, and group discussions with other students also matters. So this is the beginning of a detective story. We're beginning to look at how we can create learning renewal, both now and then post-pandemic.
And Ellen, I mentioned you have 7 essential skills that you talk about. How do those apply to kids and their learning, and how can we help really instill those skills in our youth?
This is a journey. This is another question that I've been following, this one for 20 years, which is we and others have found that school engagement has dropped, and that only about 40 to 60% of young people are engaged in school. We know that kids are born learning, you can't stop them. So what do we need to do to keep that fire for learning that's burning when children are born? What do we need to do to keep that fire burning brightly? And so I found that skills, I call them life skills, they're based on executive functions of the brain, are really critically important. Things like being able to pay attention, but in an engaged and meaningful way. That's where focus and self-control is really important. Understanding what you think and believe and what others think and believe. Perspective taking is really important. Taking on challenges, trying that next hard thing, also really important. And these are things that don't cost any money. Any teacher, any parent can do them.
And I know that, Ellen, you surveyed parents as well. Before I let you go, what is your advice to parents? Because I know this time is difficult for kids learning, but it's also pretty challenging for us as parents to navigate and assist our kids in that learning environment. So what feedback did you get, and advice can you give?
I think the important thing is to have some time with your child during the day that's your special time. That's what kids really want. I did one study once where I asked a nationally representative sample of kids if they could make one wish to improve how their mother's or father's work affects their life. And in that study, kids said it wasn't the time, it was that they were stressed and tired. So find moment, and it doesn't have to be every minute, every day, absolutely not. You can do this in the everyday moments that you already have, but find the time to be interested in your child, to talk to your child, to help your child look at the world as others see it, that would be perspective taking, and how you see it, to help them try that math problem that's too hard, share what you do to try something that's hard. And I think the most important thing that parents can do is to help their kids be self-directed learners. Find what your child's passion is, and then build on it. It may be Minecraft. It may be playing drums. It may be math. It may be all kinds of things. Don't be judgmental about it. Find it and build on it and add to it in ways that get your child involved in learning. That's the most important thing we can do, which is to keep our kids engaged in learning.
Oh, and make it fun and make it a partnership. Ellen Galinsky, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.